It's Friday, January 12th, 2018, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domains and internet services. This is Conor Muinicón in the Black Knight studio, and today we're talking on Skype to Josu Baleño, who is the CEO of .eus, or .eus if you like. It's the top-level domain for the Basque community. I began by asking him to tell us more about the Basque country.
The Basque country is geographically situated in the north of Spain, south of France. So administrative, we have three different administrations here. The common Basque country, let's say it, the official one, the Navarre part in Spain as well, and the south Basque country in France. So we have three different administrative parts, but all of them have the same common culture and language, which is the Basque language and Basque culture. We call it Euskera. That's why we use .eus. So our TLD is focused on the language and the culture. It's focused on the Basque community. It's not a geographical TLD. It's global because we have Basque people spread around all the world. We have a big community based in the United States, a big community in Argentina, Mexico, etc. So .eus is focused on spreading, fostering the presence of Basque language and culture on internet. That's our main goal, yeah.
And in terms, and as a minority language speaker myself, Josu, I appreciate a lot, I think, of what you're talking about. And as I think I wrote in a blog post earlier this week, the situation where, especially in Europe, where people may have their own national or regional language, which may be different from the language of the political country in which they live. It may be different from the language they use for work or for different types of situations. That's quite common in Europe. What is the situation like on a day-to-day basis for Basque people, Josu? How is Basque used? Where is it strongest? Where is it weakest?
Basque, you have different situations, okay? The Basque is mostly used in the official administration part, in the Spanish part, the official Basque country, let's say. It's less used in Navarre, in the south of France. But if we are around 3 million people in the Basque country, in the total of the Basque country, let's say that around 800,000, 1 million people is using Basque in any way. Most of this million, they understand Basque. There is a lot of people that can speak Basque properly. So let's say that around third of the Basque country, of the population, speaks Basque in any way. However, the daily usage of Basque in the streets, it's around 13% of the people using it in a daily basis for the usual communication. Mm. Yeah,
it's a common problem, I think, for minority languages. Sure.
Because we have big languages around. We have Spanish, we have French, and they are very, very big languages ruling here. But anyway, Basque is very used in schools, administration, industries, most being used, yeah.
So, for example, if you have four people speaking Basque and a fifth person join them who doesn't speak Basque, that changes the conversation to a language that everyone can speak, then, doesn't it?
Always. Yeah. And you have 20 people speaking Basque and one that doesn't, it happens the same, yeah. That's the same problem here.
For how many people would you say Basque is a mother tongue? Is it spoken by parents and children?
I can't give you a figure for that. I don't have the information. Mm. But what we are saying now is that, what I said before, it's that around 13% of the people is using it in common, in the street, speaking Basque every day, yeah.
Okay. And from your knowledge of other European minority languages, I don't know if you know about Irish, for example, would you compare it? Are there similarities from what you know?
I think that it's no many similarities. There are similarities because we all have a big language around us that are doing things difficult for the minority language. Mm. But in the case of the Basque, for example, the big difference I think that with the Irish is that the Basque language is the major language here in education. So all children use Basque as main language in a school.
Okay.
Basque is not only a subject in the school, it's the main language for all the education here.
Okay.
Until the university. So all the new generations, they learn Basque in a school as a common language. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that with Irish, it doesn't happen in the same way. No?
Well, there is a movement in Ireland, and there is a demand for Irish for education through the medium of Irish, but it's certainly not universal in the way that you're describing it. The point I was going to make, Josu, I thought was interesting, is that from what I've seen in my experience with Irish as a minority language, the internet has been a positive thing and a good development, because where a minority language suffers from a lack of density of speakers and a lack of opportunity for speakers to encounter each other, those distances and those difficulties are shortened and eliminated by the internet, and it brings people together to speak any language they choose. And what's more, they're not, for example, they're not getting in the way of people who wish to speak a different language. It's possible to find your people and find your group and find your language and find your community online in a way that's more easy, perhaps, than to do so physically.
Yeah, sure. We always say the same. Having our own TLD is something that helps to have your own community located and to foster the presence of your language on internet. We always say the same idea, that if internet is a huge universe, we can see that .eu is like our own galaxy for our own language, having our community, our people, and protecting them on that huge universe, because otherwise we are getting lost in this huge amount of information.
You guys have some very interesting research on the usage of Basque language online and on the impact of the .eu domain.
Yeah, what we try to do through the observatory is to see how the Basque language is used in internet, how many websites do we have with Basque content, which is the presence of Basque in general in internet. And what we do there is we have a crawler crossing internet every year to see the difference from year to year. Mm. Now we are working on the data for this year, but the last observatory, the last research said that around 13% of the websites in the Basque country, registered or located in the Basque country, around 13% have content with Basque language. And that's very significant for us because it's the same amount of people speaking Basque in the street.
Okay.
So it's interesting to see that the usage of Basque language on internet is the same as it's on the streets. So,
and this 13%, this is across all top level domains, all kinds of websites.
Yeah,
these are websites that are physically associated with the Basque geographical region.
Yeah, they are websites that are located in the Basque country. That's what we study here. Yeah.
Okay. So, what happens then when you have the .eu domain, Josu, in that situation? First of all, it's a condition, is it not, of registering a .eu domain name? Is it a condition that you have to have content in the Basque language?
Yeah, it's a condition. If you want to have a .eu domain name, you have to publish any content, some content in Basque language. So you can have a website in four languages. We don't mind about that, but you have to publish some content on your website in Basque language. If you don't, because that's a possibility as well, if you don't, then you have to publish some content talking about the Basque language and culture. So let's say if you are a bachelor, you can have a website about your bachelor. Or if you are an artist, you have a website about your work in any language, but also Basque language. But if not, you must talk about the Basque culture. But what we see with that is the websites published under .eus, using .eus TLD, 90% of the websites have some content in Basque language in that case. So what we intend to do with that is that all the other websites using .com, .net, and so that are moving to .eus, we are fostering them to use Basque language. So that's a way to increase that 13% we were talking before. If they are moving to .eus, they are forced to use Basque. So it's a way to increase the presence of Basque language in internet. Yeah.
I'm particularly interested in the research you've done on social media use and on Twitter in particular. Now, I don't know if this figure is current. It's the one I blogged during the week, but it was an interesting graph of language use among Basque-speaking Twitter users. And that is an analysis which suggests that 41% of tweets are in the Basque language.
This research is done by another company. We use it. It's a company. They have a research project called UMAP, and what they say is that they measure the number of Basque speaking people that use Twitter, not only Basque people, but Basque speaking people, and they are measuring the language they use on Twitter, and they say that the Basque speaking, they are using around 41% of their tweets are in Basque language.
Okay, so that's
quite good, because when we say Basque speaking people, they are also Spanish speaking people and French. So they are multilingual people.
So these are people that are identified as Basque speaking. They can and do speak and tweet in the Basque language, and so the frequency at which they do that and find other people to talk to is about 40%, which I think is really, really interesting. It's equal to the amount of tweets sent in Spanish, and 4.2% are in English and French, and then the remaining 13.8% are in other languages as well. So that really, that's a really good indicator, I think, Josu, isn't it, as to the health of the language online and the importance of initiatives such as yourselves. So let's tell me a bit about it, Josu. How did it come about to set up the .eus top-level domain, and what was the impetus or the demand for it?
Okay, it started when in 2006, you know, that .cat started in Catalonia. The Catalans, they had their own domain name for their cultural community in 2006. So it started here as a movement saying, okay, if the Catalans did, why can't we have our own domain name for our own TLD for our language? So it started here as a public movement from different people from the Basque cultural community. And so we asked ICANN for the permission, you know, in the call, it was in 2011 for new TLDs. And they accepted it. And that's all. There's a huge community here. That's important to say, because in the Basque community, there's a very, very active community on internet. We have very active people on Wikipedia, on blogs, on anything. So having a very active community, that's imperative to have their own TLD for the language and the culture. So that's a way to improve the situation of the language and the culture on the internet, and that's what we are doing now. Yeah.
So how are you doing that specifically? How would you describe the aim or the role which the domain plays in promoting the Basque language and culture? How does it work?
The main work is increasing the presence of .eus visually in everyday life, on the streets, the presence of the TLD as the main TLD in the Basque country for us. That's important. When people in the Basque country think on internet, to think on .eus, so they are linking at any moment internet with our culture and our language. That's important because we think that it's a way to have the linked presence of the culture with internet in everyday life. But we are also launching new projects fostering the presence of the language on internet, similar to the observatory. This year, for example, we launched a new project called Lenica, which means first word in English. Yeah, there is a website if you want to check it. It's in Basque, lenica.eus. With this project, we wanted to have all the people using their mobile systems and their internet browsers in Basque language, because we have usually the browsers and the mobile systems, Android and so on, in English or in Spanish or French. And that's important to show the presence of the language on internet, show the usage of the language on everyday life for the people. So we are launching this kind of project so Basque have a bigger presence on internet and on the daily basis for people, yeah.
Would you say it has been a success, Josu? How has the community responded to the introduction of .eus?
Yeah, I will call it a success because the community has responded very, very active, very well. .eus is being used in a wide range of websites, but mainly in different kind of websites. I mean, the public administration here, all the public institutions, the government, the town halls, the public institutions are using .eus as main domain name. Mm. The cultural institutions like museums or cultural theaters, etc., are using .eus. The companies are using .eus. The media is using .eus. So we are seeing .eus in very different, wide, very different kind of websites. And that's part of the success of .eus. And the other part for us that's very interesting is that we are seeing .eus very, very every day offline in all kind of supports, in the cars, in the streets. So when you see a TLD offline, I think that's kind of a success there. Yeah,
absolutely. Would you agree that a top-level domain is like a flag? It's like a badge of identity for a community.
Yeah, yeah. We used to say that it's like our car plate. When you go everywhere, you can see, looking at .eus, where are you from? Yeah, it's part of our identity online, sure.
Any plans coming up in the future, Josu? Anything exciting we should pay attention to from .eus?
We are planning to be the third domain name in the Basque country, just after .com and .es. Our aim is to, our goal is to increase the presence of .eus and be the third TLD in the Basque country. So that's what we're working for, and let's look forward to it.
That was Josu Baleño of .eus, the top-level domain for the global Basque community. You're listening to the Black Knight podcast. You can find out more at blackknight.blog/podcast, where you'll find other episodes and the link to subscribe to the feed for future episodes. Black Knight is Ireland's number one provider of web hosting, domain names and internet services. We've just kicked off a New Year's sale on a selection of 154 top-level domains with huge reductions on first-year registrations. You can register a domain name for as little as €2.99 ex-VAT. Find out more at blackknight.blog. Next week on the podcast, we'll be talking to Ray King of Dot Design. Good day, Tachtin, Shahuin, Marshin, Wemshe, Conam, Winichon, Sloan, Agus Benacht.